USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the nation's highest court has rejected the Trump administration's attempt to end the DACA program, which allowed 700,000 so-called dreamers to remain in the country. The president calling the 5-4 decision a shotgun blast to the face of Republicans and conservatives. However, many are very happy about the ruling. This Houston paramedic, a DACA recipient himself, is among them.
I'm actually very pleasantly surprised. A lot of my activist friends and a lot of the people that are involved in immigrant rights works, they've been kind of preparing us for the worst. So I'm relieved.
Jesus Contreras was speaking there on MSNBC. Jean Kennedy Smith, the last surviving sibling of President John F. Kennedy, has passed away. The 92-year-old former U.S. ambassador to Ireland died last night. And this is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The president was none too happy when now former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick was starting to kneel on the sidelines during the national anthem to protest what he saw as police brutality and discrimination across America. But now President Trump says he is fine with Kaepernick trying to come back to the NFL. Speaking to Sinclair last night, the president said the former San Francisco QB should get signed if he deserves it. Trump said Kaepernick, quote, wasn't up to snuff, though, when he left the league in 2016. Kaepernick again starting the kneeling during the national anthem, which was followed by a number of other players a short time later. The Oklahoma National Guard will be out in force for President Trump's rally in Tulsa this Saturday. Governor Kevin Stitt has activated the Guard at the request of the Tulsa Police Department, a spokesperson saying about 240 Guard members will be on hand. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has now given the Big Apple the green light to enter Phase 2 of the state's four-step reopening process as of this upcoming Monday. The governor says the number of infections and hospitalizations from COVID-19 have continued to drop across the city, though he's still urging New Yorkers to take precautions to prevent a new spike in cases. Phase 2 will mean restaurants across the city would be able to offer outdoor dining. Offices, salons, barbershops, and houses of worship could also reopen with reduced capacity. The half-brother of a black man who was found hanging from a tree north of Los Angeles recently is dead after a shootout with sheriff's deputies. Robert Fuller's half-brother was killed on Wednesday afternoon. Deputies responding to a report that Taron Boone was assaulting and kidnapping his ex when he allegedly opened fire at the officers. At least 24 shots could be heard ringing out in audio from a nearby doorbell camera. A woman sitting in a vehicle where Boone was shot was also wounded. And a 7-year-old girl was in a back seat when it all happened. She apparently escaped without injury. And NASA is preparing for another trip to Mars. The space agency is to launch its Mars Perseverance rover into orbit on the 20th of July, and it's expected to land on Mars in February. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.